Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 31, The Word of Wisdom, February 1833. Joseph Smith started a school for men in the church. It was called the School of the Prophets. The school was held in a room in Newell Whitney's store in Kirtland, Ohio. In this school, Joseph and other church leaders taught each other about the priesthood, the scriptures, and other things. The school was to help the men prepare for church leadership and missionary service. Many of the men smoked pipes or cigars, which filled the room with smoke. Some of the men chewed tobacco and spit on the floor, making it very dirty. Emma Smith, Joseph's wife, cleaned the room after each meeting. She and Joseph became concerned about the brethren's use of tobacco. Joseph wondered if people should smoke or chew tobacco. Joseph prayed to know what was right. Jesus gave him a revelation called the Word of Wisdom. Jesus said that some people want others to do things that are bad for their bodies. In the Word of Wisdom, Jesus told the saints about things that are bad for their bodies. He also told them about things that are good for their bodies. Jesus said alcohol is not good for people. They should not have drinks with alcohol in them. Alcohol should be used only on the outside of the body. Jesus said tobacco is not good for people. They should not smoke cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. They should not chew tobacco. Jesus said the saints should not drink hot drinks, such as tea and coffee. These drinks are not good for the body. Jesus said many plants and animals are good for people to eat. People should thank Heavenly Father for good food. Jesus said people should not eat too much meat. The Lord said grains are good for the body. Some grains are wheat, rice, corn, and oats. Fruits and vegetables are also good for the body. Jesus promised great blessings to those who obey the Word of Wisdom. Their bodies will be stronger and healthier than if they did not obey it. Their minds will also be healthier, and they will receive wisdom and treasures of knowledge. Last week, we also read chapter 32, The Church of Jesus Christ in Kirtland, 1833 to 1844. The Lord said that Joseph Smith should have men to help him lead the church. These men would be Joseph's counselors. The Lord revealed that Sidney Rigdon and Frederick G. Williams should be these counselors. In March 1833, Joseph Smith ordained his counselors at a sacred meeting in Kirtland, Ohio. Joseph and his counselors were the first presidency of the church. Today, the living prophet is the leader of the church. He and his counselors are the first presidency of the church. Jesus told Joseph Smith that the saints should build more church buildings. The most important building would be a temple in Kirtland. The saints also needed to build a printing shop and a place for the first presidency to work. The saints obeyed the Lord and started to build the Kirtland Temple. It was hard work, and all the saints needed to help. As more people joined the church, Jesus told Joseph Smith to choose more leaders. He said Joseph's father should be the patriarch for the church. A patriarch gives special blessings to the saints. Today, there are patriarchs in most stakes of the church. Jesus also told Joseph to choose 12 men to serve on a high council. High counselors hold the office of high priest in the Melchizedek priesthood. One of their assignments is to help work out problems that might arise in the church. In February 1834, Joseph Smith organized the first stake of the church. A stake is many members of the church who live in the same area. All the saints in Kirtland were in the first stake. Today, the church has thousands of stakes. Children at home, please get ready to read along with us today in Chapter 33 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, A Revelation About Jesus Christ, May 1833.
To the prophet Joseph Smith, Jesus told about himself.
He said people can see his face and know him if they will obey his commandments and pray.
Jesus said he is the light of the world. He shows us the right way to live.
Jesus lived with Heavenly Father before the earth was made.
Jesus created the earth and all things that are on it. Jesus was not like his Father in heaven at first.
He did not know all the things his Father knew, and he did not have all the power and glory his Father had.
Jesus tried hard to be like his Father. Gradually, he received the power and glory of his Father.
Jesus said we should obey God's commandments. As we obey, we can come to know all things.
We can also become like God and receive the fullness of his blessings.
Jesus said Satan does not want people to know the truth and become like God. Jesus told Joseph to teach his family the truth.
Jesus also told Frederick G. Williams and Sidney Rigdon to teach their families the truth and to obey the commandments.
Then Satan could not have power over them.
Let's talk about it. To see the face of Jesus and know him, what must we do? Daniel?
We have to be righteous.
Good. Gabe?
We have to follow the commandments and keep the word of wisdom.
Good. Savannah?
Obey his commandments and to pray.
Excellent. James?
We should obey his commandments.
What does it mean to say that Jesus is the light of the world? Anne?
He shows us the right way to live.
Excellent. Daniel?
He is the example for all the world. We should follow him.
Where did Jesus live before the earth was made? Gabe?
Up in heaven.
That's right. And who created the earth and all things that are on it? Nicole?
Jesus.
Savannah.
Jesus.
Was Jesus like his Father in heaven when he first came to earth? Anne?
No, he wasn't. He was a regular human being.
Daniel.
No, he was like us. He didn't have all the power and glory yet.
How did Jesus come to earth? James?
He was a baby.
That's right. Nicole?
The same way we did.
The same way we did. Can a baby walk?
No.
No. Can you walk?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Can a baby talk?
No.
Can you talk?
Yes.
Definitely. Jesus had to grow and learn from a baby just like you did. As well as learn to do things like walk and talk, he learned to be more like Heavenly Father as he followed his commandments. And as you grow, so does your ability to be more like Jesus by choosing the right. As we obey God's commandments, what will we come to know? Savannah?
We can come to know all things.
All things, that's right. Daniel?
How to be like Jesus.
How to be like Jesus, definitely. What are some things you can do to become like Jesus and receive his blessings? Daniel?
I can obey the commandments, pray, and go to church.
Good. James?
I can get baptized, I can follow the commandments, and help others.
Nicole, did you have something?
I can pray and obey the commandments.
Who did Jesus tell Joseph to teach the gospel to? Anne?
Everyone.
That's right. Who did Jesus also tell Frederick G. Williams and Sidney Rigdon to teach the gospel to? Savannah?
To teach it to their families.
Excellent. Who teaches you the gospel in your family, Gabe?
My dad and my mom.
Your dad and your mom? Excellent. James?
My mom and dad.
Daniel?
My grandma, my grandpa, and my aunts and uncles.
Great. How can you help your family live the gospel? Anne?
You can teach the family night lesson.
Great. Good idea. James?
By being a good example and choosing the right.
Excellent. Savannah?
Go to church and be a good example.
I know that as we choose the right, we will become more like Jesus and we will be happy. I am grateful for Jesus' example of how we should live.
I'm
You are listening to Scripture Stories. We have time for another story today. Please read along with us in chapter 34, God Warns the People of Zion, July to August 1833.
God commanded more saints to go to Jackson County, Missouri.
New people arrived almost every week, and they built homes, stores, and a printing shop.
The saints in Missouri had peace and happiness for a time. However, problems soon arose.
Some of the saints were disobedient and unkind. Some of them argued with their leaders.
Other people who lived there began to worry about so many saints moving into the area. These people wanted the saints to leave.
A mob of angry people met. They sent some men to tell the leaders of the church that the saints must leave Jackson County.
But the leaders knew that God wanted them to build the city of Zion in Jackson County. They told the men that the saints could not leave.
The men in the mob became very angry. They broke into the saints' printing shop and destroyed it.
Next, the mob caught Bishop Partridge and Charles Allen and put tar and feathers on their skin. The mob also beat some of the other saints.
3 days later, members of the mob rode through the town and shot their guns at buildings.
They shouted mean things at the saints and said they would whip anyone they caught.
They burned crops and destroyed homes, barns, and stores.
Oliver Cowdery was one of the leaders of the church in Missouri. He was sent to Kirtland to see Joseph Smith.
When Oliver arrived in Kirtland, he told Joseph what was happening in Jackson County. The saints there wanted to know what they should do.
Joseph told Oliver about some revelations he had received. The Lord had revealed that the saints should build a temple in Zion.
The temple would be paid for by the tithing of the people.
Jesus told Joseph that Zion would become great if the saints were obedient, but the saints would be punished if they were not obedient.
Jesus said the saints should obey the laws of the country.
They should vote for righteous people to be the leaders of the land. When wicked people become leaders, the people are sad.
The Lord commanded the saints to obey all his words. He said they should not be afraid of their enemies.
Instead, the saints should forgive their enemies. They should not fight their enemies unless God commands them to fight.
The Lord said that he would punish the wicked people.
A few weeks later, Jesus said the saints in Zion would have trouble for a time because they had not obeyed the commandments.
However, Jesus promised that someday he would help the saints build Zion.
Let's talk about it. What were the first problems the saints in Missouri started having that began to ruin their happiness and peace? Anne?
Mobs started destroying their land.
That's right. Savannah?
Some of the saints were unkind and disobeyed.
Good. After the problems amongst themselves started, how did other people in the area begin to feel about the saints? Daniel?
Some people wanted the saints to leave.
That's right. Why did some people want the saints to leave? Nicole, why did some people want the saints to leave?
Because the saints were arguing and the people didn't want so many saints moving into their town.
Good. Anne?
They felt threatened by the saints.
What did the mobs do to try and get the saints to leave? Gabe?
They ran and started shooting at the buildings, and they said that they would whip anyone that they caught.
Good. James, what did the mobs do to try and get the saints to leave?
They destroyed the printing shop and they tied and feathered two men.
Okay. Nicole?
The mob shot at buildings and destroyed their printing shop, and they destroyed people's houses and barns and their food that are growing.
Why did Oliver Cowdery go to Kirtland to see the prophet Joseph? Savannah?
To tell Joseph what was happening in Jackson County and ask him what they should do.
What did Joseph tell Oliver about the saints in Zion? Nicole?
That the saints should be obedient.
That's right. What would happen if the saints were obedient? Nicole?
They would be blessed.
What would happen if they weren't obedient, Savannah?
They would be punished.
Joseph also told Oliver that the Lord said the saints in Zion should build a temple. How would the temple be paid for? Gabe?
Through the tithing of the saints.
That's right. Daniel?
By tithing.
What other counsel did Jesus give to the saints in this revelation? Nicole?
to pick righteous leaders and to obey the laws of their country.
Good. What did Jesus say was the reason the saints in Zion would have trouble for a time? Daniel.
Because they were wicked.
James.
Because they didn't obey the commandments.
Savannah?
Because they had not obeyed the commandments.
But what did Jesus also promise the saints? Gabe?
That he would help them build Zion.
Great. Nicole?
That someday he would help them build the town of Zion.
Great. I know Heavenly Father and Jesus love us very much. They want us to do what is right so we can be happy. As we do choose the right and keep the commandments, we will be blessed with peace and happiness.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. Show me the way. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know
thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 35, The Saints Leave Jackson County, Missouri, September to December, 1833. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Jesus told the saints to prepare for when He comes to earth again.
When He comes, people will love each other and have peace.
See you next week!